Hello, Mataki AP, and welcome to Hochoka, here at the center of St. Joseph's Indian School's campus.
What is the best advice you've ever been given?
Best advice I was ever given is that my past and my circumstances, don't let them define me. Wow. Go do what you're called to do, and don't let it drag you down.
He just had a manner about him, and I picked up on that throughout my life, that I want to develop a level of excellence in anything I do.
And the best part of the job, when you look back over time, was the emotional parts, the things that came up, the things that threw you for a wrench. Yeah. The kids that probably had the toughest times, and you had the toughest times with, and then end up having the best relationship long term.
Yeah.
They saw through us how important it is, to give back, and to give back in a meaningful way. And this is something that we both feel very strongly about, and it was very personal and very appreciative.
From the hindsight of 100 years later, I think we can appreciate a lot more sort of the complementarity between Lakota culture and spirituality and its stories.
Mm-hmm. And I hope that people will be willing to come and visit the school again now that it's opened up, that and see the wonderful things that are here, because these children are the beneficiaries of the good hearts of many, many people.
The reason we believe that you don't have to have a great deal of professional training or multiple degrees or letters after your name is really just learning the essential skills of communication, and that's accessible to everybody.
From the very first moment that horses came to campus, there was a change, a shift. Seeing the students curious and wondering what's happening and wanting to approach the horses and be part of that was such a profound feeling. You could tell something had changed.
Welcome to Hochoka Podcast.